say words until I see 1035 happen on my phone. Take it away, sir.
Hello, 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 hello. Hi. So it looks actually to me like there's mostly humans in the room. There's a couple devices. There's probably some AIs listening to us, but this is actually a talk for us as people. And, you know, I was at an amazing bunch of events before the conference, and one of them yesterday during the workshop, I overheard across the room somebody shout out, "We are developers, not humans." And I tend to disagree. I think we're humans first, even if we do stay up late drinking Club Mate, like we do in Germany and Berlin and everywhere else. But what I want to talk about, if I can get my slide to work, is finding ways to reframe our work in open source as compassionate activities. I'm not going to talk too much about the importance of finding peace and being gentle. We can still argue. I think it's important to find the right names for things, and I'm going to be coming back to that quite a few times in the book. I mean, my name, Danjo, I earned that name at a meeting because I was in a meeting with another Daniel. Actually, this was in Germany, so there was a Daniel and a Daniel, and the person who was taking notes at the meeting didn't know our surnames, which is why I didn't tell you my surname earlier. I'm Daniel, but she didn't know how to write that, so she used the phonetic spelling that you would use in Thüringen to differentiate between one Daniel and another Daniel, right? And I've never made it a topic of a talk to discuss why we get names that we use to talk about things. And I think a lot of it is accidental, right? Like bus factor, right? Raise your hand if you know what bus factor is. Okay, it's about half the room, so I'll try to describe it in a gentle way. Bus factor is when you're